I'm not really from a different organization. I'm from UNEC, of course, but from a different sub-program. So I will talk about that a little bit. And indeed, I'm the secretary of the Committee on Innovation, Competitiveness, and Public-Private Partnerships, which supports our member states in enabling transformative innovations in pursuit of sustainable development. We also work on public-private partnerships in a way to finance, build, and operate sustainable infrastructure. But I'm not going to talk about this part of our work today. If you're interested in this part of our work, please get in touch with Lance, and we will be happy to provide you with additional information. Now, I'm very happy to be here and to have the opportunity to talk to the Working Party 6, because regulatory cooperation and standardization is indeed an important issue for our committee's work on innovation for sustainable development. And I think we should actually make this a regular occurrence. We should really create space in the agendas of all our meetings to have, just a comparing of notes, exchange of ideas about our respective areas of work and possible synergies. We already started this a little bit at the last session of our committee, and the next session of our committee will probably be in May this year, so I will already take this opportunity to invite the representatives of Working Party 6 to join us and to talk about your work. Now, why are we interested in regulatory cooperation and standardization policies? On the one hand, regulations and standards can spur innovation. This happens when a regulation or a standard increases the costs of activities that are harmful to sustainable development. By making unsustainable activities economically less viable, we create more space in the market for sustainable activities to grow. And also, regulations of this nature create incentives for investments in research and development to bring down the costs of complying with these regulations. And so in our work, of course, we focus on innovation policies per se, but we also very much look at policies in other areas that are needed to complement innovation policies in order to be, for the whole package to be effective. We call it policy coherence, and one aspect of this is indeed regulations and standards that expand the space in which innovation can grow and that incentivize innovations. So that's one of the reasons why we're very much interested in this work. On the other hand, regulations and standards can also be obstacles to innovation. And this happens when a regulation or a standard prescribes not only a goal, but also a particular way of achieving this goal. Such rules often create unintended obstacles for the experimentation with frontier technologies and the business models that they can enable, which is so critical for innovation. And this is, of course, a growing concern, particularly in an era where this pace of technical change has accelerated. As you know very well, and as you have been discussing yesterday and today already, I've looked at the paper that the chair tabled on regulatory compliance of products with embedded artificial intelligence and other digital technologies, where it is indeed noted that technical regulations for innovative products become outdated quickly, and this requires a rethink of current compliance models. The paper also calls for agile forms of governance, for concerted action across governmental agencies in the private sector, and for the development of regulatory capabilities beyond sectoral mandates, cutting across silos, and supporting dynamic innovation, while at the same time, of course, being conducive to the enforcement of regulations. So all of these ideas are very close to the work that we are doing and that we are discussing in our various expert groups, particularly when we talk about transformative innovation, by which we mean a series of many innovations in different technological fields that complement each other to then cumulatively transform an entire large-scale system. So for such as the built environment, for instance, and making it sustainable. When we talk about these things, we are looking not only at innovations and technologies and business models, but we also look at the need for new policies, because this is really a new challenge, and we don't actually know exactly how innovation policy can support this. And so we need innovation also in the policy sphere, and this is why we're looking very much at things like agile government. At the same time, as I said, we need many technologies from different fields. That also means we need many policies in different fields across different mandates. So we need policy coherence, we need policy coordination, we need to break down silos. And then, as I said earlier, technology moves very, very fast, so policy needs to be really, needs to find a way to keep pace with this, and that includes, of course, also regulation. So once again, all these ideas are very close to our work, and we're very interested in this. As a third point, a proliferation of regulations and standards that differ across countries raises the costs of accessing global markets, and reducing regulatory and procedural barriers to trade and improving market access is, of course, the core motivation behind the work of Working Party 6. But barriers to international market access can also be a significant constraint on innovation, because very often innovators from smaller countries, smaller markets, find that their domestic markets are too small, that there is not enough demand for their innovations to be able to scale efficiently. In order to really scale and to make their innovations viable, they need access to global markets, at least international markets. If they don't have that, or if that's too costly, that can really be a constraining factor on innovation. So to summarize, for all these reasons, the Committee on Innovation, Competitiveness and Public-Private Partnerships and its subsidiary bodies, we have a team of specialists on innovation and competitiveness, and we have a new network on transformative innovation. We look forward to exploring synergies with Working Party 6, including on the topic of regulatory compliance for products with embedded AI and other digital technologies, but also on transnational regulatory cooperation, and perhaps also on risk management in regulatory systems. Thank you very much.